Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge Afternoon Market Update. And it was a bit of a rough day for commodities in general, with the exception of cotton and crude oil. Gold did lead things lower, and we saw further liquidation in the grain market. The CFTC COT data is up to date as of this afternoon. They published the report that would have been published on Friday, which would have been as of the 14th of March. In today's Tech Tuesday, there are updated seasonal charts of all of the pertinent data. The weekly updates on Friday will be back to their normal format. One thing I would note, the funds have created a significant 77,000 contract short position now in corn. Prior to the CFTC's situation, they were a significant net long. May corn finished at 629.5. That is down 3.5. July at 610.75, down 4.75. December at 555.75, down 4.75. Beans took it on the nose. We were at 1466.75, down 19.25. July at 1448.75, down 18. November beans at 1296.5. down 12.5. We did see China in the market. They were not in the market for soybeans, though. They did come in and buy 136,000 tons of old crop corn. May bean oil at 56.24, down 175. May meal 461.80. That was down 90. Wheat was holding up fairly well, but further pressure set in. May Chicago wheat at 680.5, down 20.25. May Kansas City at 818, down 11.25. Minneapolis wheat for May at 845.75, down in 5.75. Looked like the little bit of a bounce that we were starting last week was just that, just a little bit of a bounce. Cotton at 77.85, we're up 63. July at 78.45, down 75. December new crop, 79.54. That was up 73. Stock market feeling a little bit better about things going into tomorrow's Fed meeting. June live cattle at 156.10, up 57. We reversed nicely off of a fairly deep low at 154.62. And the market is oversold, so we may be seeing a little bit of this downdraft maybe coming to a close if the cutouts can be supportive. May feeders at 199.60, we're up 45. June hogs, 91.30, down 57. May milk at 18.46 was down 5. May orange juice at 238.50 is up 35. Crude oil, 169.63, that's up another $1.81 or about 2.75% on the day. May diesel at 257.64, that was up almost 2 cents a gallon. Unleaded at 250.09 was up a half a cent a gallon. Natural gas at 245 was up 12 or about 5%. Gold, gold struggled today. June gold at $19.60 an ounce was down $39.50. Silver at $22.47 down 17 cents. Dollar index 103.21 down 7. Stocks did well today. Dow Jones Industrial Average 32,560 up 316. S&P 500 4,000 spot 97 up 49 points. The 4,000 area has been an area of resistance. NASDAQ Composite 11,860, that's up 184. We do have the Fed announcement tomorrow afternoon. He will talk about interest rates. In the press conference, he will surely be having to talk about the banking situation. There is a lot of debate whether or not he will not raise rates. Will he raise them 25 basis points? There's even a few and very few ideas out there that he might cut rates, but I wouldn't count on that happening. However, it should be a very interesting meeting and will most likely lead to some market gyrations. Interest rates are higher in front of this. The 2-year at 4.16, up 19. The 10-year at 3.59, up 11. The 30 at 3.71, up 5 basis points, as the markets were generally calmer again today. But that apple cart will most likely get upset a little bit tomorrow. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.